You're listening to SBS News.
With lockdown over and Christmas on the horizon, Australians are once again updating their wardrobes. But it's not just style that's a seller, but sustainability too.
I think that's really important now, especially my friends and my age group. We're all looking for really good quality and things that will last for the next 10, 15 years.
Mary Lou Ryan, co-founder of Australian brand Basic, says it's a common sentiment among customers.
We are hearing it more and more on the shop floor. Customers are far more conscious about the product that they're purchasing. They want to know where the material's from. They want to know who's making their garments.
In Australia, fashion is a $27 billion industry, and it's been transformed by the arrival of so-called fast fashion outlets, offering the latest styles at cheap prices. Over the past decade, fast fashion brands, many from overseas, have seen great success on the Australian high street. But they've also been blamed for fueling a growing environmental crisis, accused of churning out high numbers of cheap clothing dumped after a few uses in landfill. Environment Minister Susan Lee says the sector can do better.
Too much Australian fashion is fast, is poor quality, and is thrown away. The average Australian buys 27 kilos of clothing each year and throws away 23 kilos.
The federal government has a target to recover 80% of all waste, including textiles, by 2030. It has announced $1 million for the Australian Fashion Council to get the industry working together on the issue. It's a welcome announcement to Alicia McCallion, a researcher at the Monash Sustainable Development Institute.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great start. It is overdue, and it's great to see the federal government commit in this way, support a collaborative partnership that brings together industry experts and led by the Australian Fashion Council. And we know that there's much more to do, and so it's an absolutely great start.
The focus, managing the environmental impact of clothing throughout the product's life cycle, from manufacture to recycling. Kelly Harsh is the council's acting CEO.
We need to start making more conscious decisions about our purchasing and really think about what we are wearing, where it's made, and what the end of life is, because this really is about cradle to cradle. We want to create fashion that at the very beginning of the process doesn't pollute and at the very end of the process doesn't pollute.
Julie Bolton, also from the Monash Sustainable Development Institute, explains that sustainable fashion is about more than recycling, with cleaning up the manufacturing process essential.
And I think if you want to link it to climate and our climate ambitions, I think we've forgotten where our stuff comes from. It's all come from somewhere. And in order to turn it into something, how's that process happened? What have we used? What's the energy mix in that? And so with clothing, how's the clothing being grown? Where is it turned up to the factory? How's it then being produced into that piece of textile, into that clothing? How is it being transported to Australia? I mean, was it done locally or was it done overseas? So all of those factors, right, play into the carbon footprint of an item of clothing.
Fashion designer and University of Technology Sydney lecturer Timo Rissanen also welcomed action from the government on the issue, but he says it's been a long time for a rethink of how we buy our clothes. He warns the business models of fast fashion, which prioritise instant gratification, will need to be challenged to make a real environmental impact.
In the last 20 years, clothing production and consumption globally has doubled. And so the pace of growth in clothing consumption has actually overtaken the growth of population. And that speaks to kind of the cultural aspect of consumption that we need to also deal with.
Ms. Hush agrees, saying we need to rethink our relationship with clothing.
It's hard, right? You know, we were taught when fast fashion came into this country that it was about getting something cheap and then going back next week and getting something else. And, you know, again, you know, women especially would buy a dress for one event and then never wear it again. And, you know, we've got to stop that. We've got to start buying things that we'll wear over and over again. I think we need to talk to especially young consumers that, you know, you need to invest in something that's going to last. It's not about 5 minutes and one wear.
A simple sell, that sustainability never goes out of style. Naveen Razik, SBS News.